The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Doctor Who, Murder on the Solar Express, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, Episode 1.
This time, Doctor.
You think he knows, Jen? Not likely.
Ye have little faith, Mina.
Then where are we?
Well, I'd say...
Welcome aboard the Crystal Star luxury space liner, the Solar Express. New passengers should have their ticket vouchers ready for inspection.
We're aboard the space luxury liner, the Solar Express. I know exactly where we are.
You didn't have a clue before we heard that announcement. Admit it.
I will admit nothing of the sort, Mina. Besides, I'm having a good day, and your lack of faith in me will not spoil my good mood.
I'd hardly call it a lack of faith, Doctor. I just know you so well.
Don't forget, I've recently regenerated, so I may surprise you yet, you know. Ha ha ha.
What makes you so cheerful, Doctor?
Can a guy just be having a good century? Besides, it's always a good day when a certain snarky little hovering robot has broken down and is in need of repair.
I'd wondered where I had gotten to.
He has a major malfunction after that knock he took at our last little adventure with the Centaurans. He's currently shut down in the workshop until I manage to get around to fixing him. So, yeah, he won't be joining us for today's activities.
That explains everything. No I, happy doctor.
Precisely. If I being out of commission isn't reason enough to be in a good mood, I have no idea what is. Imagine it. A day of uninterrupted peace and little to no aggravation. Oh, heavenly.
May I see your ticket vouchers, please?
Huh?
You do have ticket vouchers, don't you, sir? I do need to see all three.
Oh, all three?
Yes, sir. Yours and your charming companions. You do have ticket vouchers, I hope.
Doctor?
No, sir. Frolicking for Cynthia. The vouchers, yes. Of course I do. One moment, my good man. So, here you are. One voucher for all three.
This is unorthodox, sir. I'll have to check it. Oh, I see. This is a VIP voucher. Oh, so you three are Galactic Transport Inspectors. Didn't you say you were from Galactic Transfer? We could have avoided some confusion.
Oh, sorry you caught me off guard. What was your name again?
Powell, sir. I am the purser aboard the Solar Express.
Ah, I see. May I have that back?
Oh, yes, sir. Of course, sir. My apologies. You will be needing rooms? Will one, two, or three rooms be needed?
Two. One for me and one for the ladies. You two don't mind sharing, will you?
Well,
course not, Doctor. We'll be happy to share, won't we, Mina?
I suppose that would be all right. Sure.
Excellent. You'll be staying in cabin 304, sir, and your charming companions will be staying in cabin 305. If I may scan each of your thumbs, you'll be all set.
Scan our thumbs? Why would you do that?
We use thumbprints for access to your rooms and other facilities aboard this ship. So I will need to scan your thumbs, miss. It is standard procedure, I assure you.
Oh, of course it is. Show the purser your thumbs, ladies.
So, if I understand you correctly, our thumbprints will allow us access to wherever we need to go aboard this ship. Is that right?
To all but restricted areas, yes, miss.
I see.
But... We are galactic inspectors, are we not? Which should mean we have access to everywhere we see fit aboard this ship. If you look at our voucher again, I think you will see that it says accord all access, which means no restrictions. I mean, how can we inspect the ship fully if we aren't allowed to access the whole ship, eh?
Oh yes, fair point. I see what you mean. Apologies, sir. I'll make a note of that in my log. I'm sure you can find your way around the ship without escort, sir.
We'll manage, Purser Powell. We'll manage. You can go about your duties now. We'll call you if we need anything.
Feel free, sir. Feel free. Now, I must go and check in the rest of the passengers on this deck, if you will excuse me.
But of course, my good man. Of course.
How did we get away with that?
Yes. Where did you get a free pass to the ship, Doctor?
Oh, I didn't. I just showed him this.
A blank piece of paper?
I don't understand.
Well, you see, I was rummaging through some of my old junk this morning, and I came across this old psychic paper someone gave me a few lifetimes ago. I'd forgotten I'd even had it. Comes in handy at times like this.
Psychic paper? You mean it can appear to say whatever you want it to say to the person you happen to be showing it to?
Exactly, Jen. It's very convenient.
I bet it is. Too bad you didn't remember you had this before now. It could have gotten us out of a number of scrapes for the past couple of years.
Oh, now don't be annoyed, Mina. I mean, we wouldn't want life to be too easy, would we? I mean, the psychic paper is a bit of a cheat, don't you think? Tends to make life a bit too easy at times. I mean, imagine if we were at a galactic bank and used it as a free pass to get into the bank vault. We could grab all the money in the vault and no one would be the wiser. Now, we wouldn't want to do that, would we?
Oh, no. Well, of course not. Who would want to get rich, right?
Precisely. Besides, that would be cheating.
And using it to convince the purser of this ship that we're VIPs and galactic inspectors isn't cheating?
No way, Mina. That was a means to an end.
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yep. Whatever you say, Doctor.
Oh, don't throw Jen a look. I saw that. I know exactly what I'm doing, you know. Besides, I do like to have some challenge in life. Imagine if I'd used this through all the years I've been traveling the universe. That would have taken half the fun. And all my lives would have just been boring.
Speaking of which, how many lives have you had, Doctor?
So far, nearly a dozen? One loses count after a while.
But you do know your age, right?
Bronze Age.
What?
Yeah, that has to be my favorite point in history at the moment. Oh, you didn't mean that, did you, Jen?
She means, how old are you, Doctor?
Don't you even remember your own age?
No, he doesn't.
Well, of course I do. I'm 1236. Or thereabouts.
Told you he doesn't remember.
Well, I suppose it doesn't matter. I mean, it must get confusing traveling around through time and space so much.
Exactly, Jen. You see, Mina, she gets it.
What's that supposed to mean?
One last question for now, Doctor.
Yes, Jen.
I've been thinking about this since we first met.
Regeneration.
What about it?
When you regenerate, your whole body and personality change, right?
Yeah, so?
I just wondered if you could change into anything you like. Anyone you like. I mean, for instance, could you regenerate into someone famous? You know, like, use their face and identity?
Oh. It would be poo-pooed on in Gallifrey. But I technically could, yes, but I wouldn't do that. It wouldn't be ethical to wear someone else's face, would it?
I don't feel like this conversation is getting us anywhere, you know? I mean, you too. What are we doing here anyway?
We're on holiday, Mina. We're here to have fun.
But don't we have fun every day, Doctor?
Indeed we do, Jen. And why should today be any different?
What was that?
Ooh, sounded like a scream to me. Seems our holiday will have to wait. We're going to work. Come along, ladies. We need to check that out. Someone could be in serious danger aboard this ship.
And what gave you that impression?
Forget the sarcasm, Mina. We must investigate.
Right behind you, Doctor.
Ooh, hello there. It looks like a staff member of the ship.
Is he dead?
Ooh, let me examine him.
What has happened to Lieutenant Lango?
Friend of yours? He's dead, I'm afraid. Looks like he was stabbed through the heart.
Not a friend exactly, but he was a staff member. This is tragic. I'll have to call security.
Good idea.
Security detail to level 1. Security detail to level 1. We have an emergency. Would a member of the medical staff also come?
Who could have done this?
Why are you asking me?
I didn't mean anything by it.
We only wish to help, you know.
No one asked for your help.
Hey, that's not very friendly.
A fellow staff member has been killed. What makes you think that I need to be remotely friendly at this moment?
Steady on, Purser Powell. We mean no harm.
Is that so? It seems to me that you could do.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Well, you three were the ones to find Lango like this. Who's to say you didn't kill him?
That's just crazy. Why would we do that?
Indeed, Purser Powell. What possible reason could we have to kill your shipmate?
Who can say? Perhaps you got into an argument with him for some reason.
Okay. We've only just arrived on board this ship. We don't know anybody aboard.
How do I know that?
What is going on here, Powell?
Dr. Hart, the very person. Lieutenant Lango has been killed, murdered. And I suspect these three people...
Now, just hang on a minute.
Relax, everyone. We'll get to the bottom of this. Can anyone here tell me what exactly happened? Who found him?
We did, Dr.
Dr. Felicity Hart. And you people are...
Oh, I'm known only as the Doctor. This is Mina, and that is Jen.
Yes, I'm a nurse, Dr. Hart. So if I can be of any help here...
I see, thank you. But we can handle it. You say you're a doctor?
Yes, but not a medical doctor.
Then what are you a doctor of, if I may ask?
Oh, you may ask. I tend to be a doctor of most things.
Everything except medicine, it seems.
Exactly.
How interesting.
I also happen to be a galactic inspector. We all three are, in fact. See your credentials?
Let me see that. It seems legitimate. Powell, why do you suspect these three of killing Lieutenant Lango?
Well, they found him.
That hardly means they're the killers. We can't go around accusing passengers, let alone galactic inspectors of heinous crimes, now can we? I mean, think of the bad press. We've just launched this luxury liner, and we want good press, don't we?
Well, of course, Dr. Hart.
The captain wouldn't be happy about bringing unwanted attention to ourselves, you know. We must maintain some decorum.
I see what you mean. I apologize.
About time some sense and reason came out of this.
I quite agree.
On behalf of Crystal Starspace Liners, Inc., I must apologize to you and your charming colleagues, Doctor.
That's very civilized of you. Felicity, was it?
Yes.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Hart. We're most grateful to you.
Right. You men, take the body to my sick bay. I'll have to examine it there.
But shouldn't you leave the body where it is? I mean, what about forensics? This is a crime scene.
This also happens to be a very public hallway. We don't want to frighten or upset the other passengers, do we?
And you wouldn't want a lot of unwanted attention brought down upon you, eh, Felicity?
Quite so. We'll handle this in our own way, without raising any alarms to the authorities just now.
But that can't be standard procedure in this situation, surely.
Perhaps not if we were planetside, but we're in space now. We have our own way of dealing with things. As I said, guards, take this body to my sick bay.
Perhaps we should talk to your captain. We may be able to help in this unfortunate matter.
Thank you, Doctor, but we have things well under control. We will come to you if we have any further questions. In the meantime, I hope you and your colleagues will enjoy your voyage aboard the Solar Express. Good day to you. Come along, Powell. There is work to be done.
Of course, Dr. Hart. Right behind you.
That was very strange.
To say the least. What do you make of all of this, Doctor?
Strange is an understatement. That was downright bizarre, if you ask me. I think we should take it upon ourselves to investigate this matter. Don't you, ladies?
I agree wholeheartedly.
So, we're just going to stick our noses in, even though they may not be wanted?
Always do what you're best at. That's what I always say, Jen. So, in other words, yes, we're poking our noses in where they may not be wanted. You two go and meet some of the other passengers. Meanwhile, I think I'll have a poke around aboard this ship and see what's what.
Does it need to be said to be careful, Doctor?
I'll mind my P's and Q's, Mina. Don't you worry. I'll meet you two in the lounge later.
How do you know this ship has a lounge?
It's a cruise ship, Jen. They always have a lounge. Just hoping they don't have a lounge lizard aboard. Okay.
He'll find trouble. He always does.
I'm sure he'll be all right, Mina.
Yeah. Yeah. He always is. But he still always seems to find a way to land himself in it up to his eyeballs. Come on. Let's go and mingle, I guess. Whoa.
I thought you'd never ask.
Ah, Dr. Hart. To what do I owe the pleasure?
Just letting you know, there was some excitement on level one. Seems poor Lango has gotten himself killed.
Oh? What happened?
Stabbed to death.
I see. I hope there wasn't too much attention brought to this incident.
No, I managed to clean up the matter without any fuss.
Good. I knew I could count on you, Dr. Hart. Any idea who killed him?
It's a mystery, Captain.
I see. Might be best if it stays that way. I want a quiet, uneventful voyage this time.
Don't worry, Captain. Things will go smooth as silk from here on out.
I'm counting on it. There's a lot riding on this being a successful launch. Crystal Star will be watching us to make sure the launch of this ship is quite successful. If it isn't, my career is over. You know that all too well, Felicity, especially after what happened on the Canary. Never forget what happened aboard the Canary.
As if I could, Captain. Just leave all this unpleasant business to me. Everything will work out fine, you'll see.
It had better.
Oh, and there are three Galactic Inspectors on board.
There are what?
Three Inspectors from Galactic Trans. Nothing to worry about.
God, nothing to worry about. We're screwed. I told you Crystal Star were watching. I bet this was their doing. They're determined to see me fail.
I think not. No, I think these inspectors are harmless. And I think they're just what we need.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but I'm trusting your instincts, Hart. You'd better be right about this.
Stop worrying. I have everything under complete control. You'll see.
Well, what have we here?
I am Maintenance Robot K-219, sir. How may I be of service?
K-219. Nope.
I beg your pardon, sir?
I mean, nope. That won't do at all. I hate referring to people by numbers.
Well, I am not people, sir. But if you insist on referring to me as something more familiar, why not just call me K-2?
That sounds much more like it. K-2 it is. You know, I once had a dog named K-9. I miss that little guy. Oh well. So, K-2, can you answer some questions for me?
I'll do my best, sir. How may I be of service? And if I may ask, sir, who are you?
Oh, right. I forgot to introduce myself. Just call me the Doctor. You know, I get along famously with robots.
Is that so, sir?
Well, all but one, but I'm sure you and I will get on like a house on fire.
Why should anyone want to get on a house on fire, sir?
Yeah, I have no idea, K-2, but people are always saying that for some reason. But I'm not here to talk about manners of speech.
Then may I ask why you are here, sir?
No, I need information, K-2, and I have a feeling you are just about to give it to me.
Ah, look, Mina. We've located the lounge.
So it would seem.
So, where do we begin?
Let's just talk to a few people. How about that couple over there at that table? Might as well, right?
Why not? After you.
Good afternoon. I assume it's afternoon. I really can't say I know what time it is. Can we bother you find folks for it, if you don't mind?
Nice icebreaker.
Thank you, Jen.
Hello, ladies. My name is Dieter, and I make the time to be 3 3/4 of the hour.
3:45 p.m.?
That is what Dieter said. Yes, miss?
My name is Jen. This is Mina. She's a cat person.
How fascinating. Dieter likes cats.
Why do you just refer to yourself as, like, in the third person sense?
I beg your pardon? Oh, go away. Go away!
Now, Dieter, that is no way to be friendly. Never mind him. He's just an oddball. I'm Tracy, by the way. It's nice to finally meet some other passengers aboard this ship. Everyone else seems to just keep themselves to themselves. It's so boring.
Sounds like it.
I'd prefer to mingle and get to know some new and more interesting people. How about you?
I know just what you mean, Tracy, and I agree.
Would you like to dance with Dieter, Miss Cartperson?
My name is Mina, and, I'll pass. Thanks.
At least allow Dieter to buy you a drink. Miss Mina, I'll buy you drinks for everyone. What is your poison?
Poison? I'll pass on the poison. I'd like to stay alive, thanks. And fit, to be honest. So, too many calories for me, but, thanks anyway.
Your friend doesn't get out much, does she?
Not much, no. She used to be a soldier, so you'll have to overlook her. She tends to be the serious type.
Ah, I see. How boring. And never mind. Dieter, I'd like another buzzy navel.
That sounds interesting.
Oh, it is. They are divine. You must try one.
I'd love to.
Make that two buzzy navels, Dieter, and whatever Mina likes.
Mina is just fine. And, yeah, thanks anyway.
Oh, go on, Mina. Live a little. Let Dieter buy you a drink.
I guess I'll have to see what's on offer, but I don't want anything that buzzes my navel. Thanks.
I was wrong. She is delightful. Just imagine buzzing her navel. Although I have a feeling it would be a greater pleasure to buzz around yours, Jen. In fact, I'd lay odds on it.
I bet you would. You flatter me.
Perhaps that's the idea, eh?
Come along then, Miss Mina. Dieter will escort you to the bar. But you can choose your own beverage.
Fine. Lead the way.
Excellent! And do try and behave yourself while Dieter is away, Miss Tracy.
I'll do my best. But I can't guarantee anything.
Barkeep! Dieter needs more drinks over here.
Sure. What's your pleasure? Mina?
How would Dieter know if Mina is a pleasure? She won't give me the chance.
Not what I meant, Dieter, me old chum. Long time no see, Mina.
I'm sorry, do we know each other?
Sure we do. Remember about 4 or 5 years ago? Max, Captain Maxella Mailer. You and that doctor fellow left me for dead when that planet exploded.
Oh my word. Max, you're alive!
You have been listening to Doctor Who, Murder on the Solar Express, Episode 1, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred, in order of appearance, Sally Wiggett as Jen, Tanya Milojevic as Mina, Paul R. Beese as the Doctor, Gareth Bowley as Purser Powell, Lisa Michaud as Dr. Felicity Hart, Joe Stofko as Captain Nate, Ellie Hirschman as K2, Joe J. Thomas as Dieter, Lexi DeSolar as Tracy, and David Ault as Max. The Doctor Who theme tune was remixed by Jonathan Patrick Russell based on the original Doctor Who theme as composed by the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. Post-production editor for this production was Lee James Sands. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. Please note that this audio range is not intending to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who or its concepts and sounds, which remain property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. The story, Murder on the Solar Express, was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell. Remember, Dream Realm Enterprises is a not-for-profit organization. This is a labor of love. What we do for you, our fans. Thank you for your support. Join us next time for episode 2 of this adventure, brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises and found at dreamrealmsite.com and other sources. Please share and enjoy.
You have been listening to a fan production for Dream Realm Enterprises. This is a not-for-profit program.